All right, Jabal, say good morning. Let us begin. Today's daf is Samech 65. We are picking up on Samech Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots. Higia Zmano. So a lot to do today. Our shir this morning is dedicated by Paul and Kathy Pollack in memory of Paul's aunt Esther Bas Zecharia. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Nisham will have an aliyah in the family in the Chama. And of course, a thank you to our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Kislev, Josh and Becca Friedman, Eli Nishmas, Josh's father, Yisrael Yehuda and Rav Chaim Rafael, and Sammy and Malka Esterson, Eli Nishmas, their parents, Yitzchok, Leben, Aaron Akoin, Sar Rachel Bas Baruch, and Hinda Bas Henech Ephraim. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Nisham will have an aliyah and the family in the Chama. And also with that, let us begin. So we're picking up again, two dots, Samech Dalet Amud Beis, two dots, 64b, that is the third wide line. Higia Zmano. So we have some memory again. So the Mishnah said, Higia Zmano, if a girl is a Nara, and she has gotten married. So remember again, the Mishnah says, Beishamai says, we give her the first night. Beis Hillel says, until Matzei Shabbos, four nights. So remember again, we're talking about situations where we have Dam Besulim. So a woman's getting married, she bleeds as a result of a Bia Rishona. So how long do we attribute the Dam to Dam Besulim versus Dam Nida? What the Mishnah has introduced us to is, it depends on which stage she is in. So if it's a situation where she is a Nara, which we call, so therefore again, it's quite possible that she is ready to become a Nida. So again, Beis Shammai says, we only give her the first night. Any dam she sees on the first night, no matter how many bios, is going to be dam besulim. And Beis Hillel says until Matzei Shabbos, which is four nights, assuming that they're getting married on Wednesday nights. It says the Gemara, Itmar Shim Shabiyamim. What happens halacha lamaisa if the woman didn't have relations by night, but she had relations by day? That Shim Shabiyamim. So Rav Amar. Lohif Sida Lelos. Rav says, even if she had relations at night, that does not take away ultimately again, even if she had relations by day, that does not cause her to lose out on the night. So in other words, we'll see what that means in just a moment. For Levi Amar Hif Sida Lelos. Levi says, no, if she has relations by day, that precludes her from ultimately again, that precludes her from assigning the blood to Dam Besulim at night. So what does this mean? Rav Amar Lo Hefsida Lelos. Rav says she doesn't lose out on nights because at Matzei Shabbos Tanan, the Mishnah says that she has from the night that she got married until Matzei Shabbos. So according to Rav, really what the Mishnah is saying is as follows, or what Beis Hillel is saying is as follows, that halacha lemaisa, from the time she gets married, she has 4 days. Days includes days and nights in which to go ahead and bleed and assume that that blood is dam besulim. So whether she has relations by day, relations by night, that doesn't matter. Well, Levi Amar Levi says if see the lelos. Levi says no. If she has relations by day, then if she has relations at night and bleeds, she is not permitted to go ahead and assign that bleeding to dam besulim. Why? My arba lelos diktani arba onos. So it's actually very interesting. Levi says 4 nights actually means 4 periods of time. So remember again, we saw the concept of an ona is a 12-hour period, either a day 12-hour period, although we'll define this more today, or a nighttime 4-hour period. So Levi says that, in fact, what Beis Hillel says is as follows. When a woman gets married, when a Nara gets married, she has 4 onos, 4 periods of time between the time she gets married and the first Matzei Shabbos of her married life, in which she has the ability to assign the dam to dam besulim. So any blood she sees ultimately, again, will be considered to be dam besulim. But it's only 4 onos, so she has to make a choice. It's either 4 nights or 4 days or some combination of the two. But there's only essentially 4 bios that could occur between the time that she gets married and Matzei Shabbos, where the blood could be assumed to be dam nida. According to Rav, if that's the case, that it's 4 onos. Excuse me. According to Rav, that it's 4 entire days. So why do you need to say 4 lelos? To which the Gemara says, Orach ara kamash malan, the darka debia balelos. So Rav is saying that the Mishnah is talking in a normal fashion, that the normal derech is to engage in bia by night. According to Levi, I understand why you need arba lelos, but why do I ultimately need the statement ad matzei Shabbos? According to Levi, what that teaches us is Deshari lemivah lechatchila b'Shabbos. That one is permitted to go ahead and have bia, even if it's in the initial stages of marriage on Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Deshari lemivah b'Shabbos. Afapish lo ba'al adayin. So what it's saying is as follows. Ki im shtei bi'ilosu pascha dachak. So also what it's saying is, even though the couple is newly married, and therefore perhaps they've only had very few acts of relations so far, they are still permitted to have relations on Shabbos. What's the reason for this? Kedesh Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Pirtza Duchuka Mutra Likarnes Ba B'Shabbos. Even if literally, again, the opening is narrow, one is permitted to enter on Shabbos. Va'afapi Shemeshur Tsuroros. Even though, literally, you dislodge pebbles in the course of doing so. So that's a euphemism, right? The entranceway is narrow is a euphemism for the fact that when the couple is first married, so sometimes the bia often causes bleeding. So I would have thought, therefore, on Shabbos, they should not be permitted to have relations because this will cause bleeding. Kamash malon, that they are permitted. Itmar, so that's our machlokis, Rav and Levi. So ultimately, I will say, remember, the Gemara seems, the Shulchan Aruch already in the Rambam, Paskins like Rav, that according to Beis Hillel, not the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam, Paskins like Rav's interpretation of Beis Hillel, that literally, again, on Motzi Shabbos means four complete days. There's no limitations as to the number of bios. There's no day, there's no night. So Lamaisa, again, their permission or the permit of Beis Hillel is until Matzi Shabbos. Good. Itmar, Ba'avala Matzah Dam. What's an interesting case? What happens if a man has relations with his bride and they don't find any dam? Right? There's no dam. No dam from the first act of bio. But what happens? V'chazar u'ba'al u'matzah dam. And then ultimately, again, he has relations again. And this time there is dam. So we'll say it's an interesting case. There's no dam from the bia rishona, but there is dam from subsequent bias. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Chanina Amar Temeah, Rabbi Asi Amar Tahora. Rabbi Chanina says that she is Temeah as a Nida, and Rabbi Asi says that she is Tahora. Rabbi Chanina Amar Temeah, Dim Isa da Hava Dam Besula Meikara Hava Asi. So we'll say Rabbi Chanina says that she's going to be Temeah. Why? Because if this was truly Dam Besulim, then what should have happened? She should have seen Dam from the Bia Rishona. The fact that there was no Dam in the Bia Rishona, right, and only Dam the second time indicates to us this is not Dam Besulim. On the flip side, Rabbi Asi Amar Tahora, Dilma Isra'im Lei Kedishmua. Rabbi Asi says, no, it could still be Dam Besulim. So how can you say that it's Dam Besulim the second time if there was no Dam Besulim the first time? To which the Gemara says, because maybe he had relations like Shmuel. What does that mean? Damer Shmuel, Yecholani Livol Kama Be'ilos Belo Dam. Shmuel said, I could have relations a number of times without triggering Dam Besulim. So apparently Shmuel said that apparently there was a way to have relations with ultimately, again, without, even though the woman was a Besula, without triggering Dam Besulim. However that occurs. So therefore, again, the Gemara saying over here is, the fact that there was no dam the first bia, but there was dam second bia, according to Rabbi Asi, doesn't necessarily have to, could still mean that the second time is dam besulim. Why? Because apparently there's this ability to have relations in a way that doesn't go ahead and rupture the besulim. Okay, v'idach, shani Shmuel d'Rav Guvrei. And the other opinion will say, whereas Shmuel was capable of doing this, that's because Shmuel ultimately, again, was skilled in this ability. But Lamaisa, most people don't know how to perform this particular act. Okay? So Amarav, Bogeres Nosnila Laila Harishom. So we'll say, listen to this interesting case. Now remember again, in the Mishnah's cases, we essentially have category one was a Tinokes, which is a girl below the age of 12. Category number two is Higiyas Manaliros, which is a Nara. So we'll say, so now, and category number three was a Nara who had already become a Nida while still in her father's home. Now the Gemara introduces a new discussion. What happens if you have an adult woman, right? Bogeres, Bogaras. So this is an adult woman, again, who's getting married now, which means we're about to say once she is a Bogaras, then halacha l'maisa, we know that she has become a Nida. So right, so remember again, all the cases of the Mishnah, either she's too young, she's never become a Nida, she reached the age, but we're not sure if she ever became a Nida, or she reached the age of Naros and has become a Nida, but is not yet a Bogaras. In this case now, Bogaras, right? So Bogaras is getting married. So what's her status? No snin la layla rishon. For a Bogaras, we'll say what we say is as follows. She, any dam she sees on the wedding night, we assume ultimately, again, is dam besulim. But that's all we give her, quote unquote. Meaning that's all we assume is dam besulim. Any other subsequent dam is going to be treated as dam nida. Bahani mili shelo rasa. And I will say that's only assuming that she has never actively become a nida. Aval rasa ima ela beilas mitzvah vesulo. But I will say if it's a bogeres who has already become a nida, then what? All we give her is the bia rishona, and that's it. Right, we'll say again, when I say all we give her is the Bia Rishona, again, you understand what I mean. Right, that means is all we do, the only time we could assume that it's Dam Besulim is by the Bia Rishona, and that's it. So the Gemara says, Meisve, is that true? Meisa v'nasan la Rabbi arba leilos, mitoch yud beis chodesh. There was an episode, and I guess we'll have to define exactly what this means. Right, but one time Rabbi gave a Bogeres who got married 4 nights over the span of 12 months. So look at Rashi. Mitoch shnei masar chodesh, shaba'a layla harishon, v'halach b'derach miyad, v'shah shalosh chadashim, v'chazar u'balu matzadam, v'chin pam shnei u'shlish, v'shabal efnei rebi v'amar dam mizulim. So apparently the way Rashi understands this case initially, although we're going to redefine it in just a little bit, is as follows. That a man got married to a woman, she was a Bogeres, right? And ultimately, again, they had relations, she saw dam. So he went away for 3 months, came back 3 months later, relations, had dam. And this happened 4 times over the course of a year. Rebbe attributed each of those episodes of dam to dam besulim. Okay, to which the Gemara says, Dami, what's the case? If you want to say that Lamaisa again, she was a Kitana when all of this happened. So the Gemara says, top of Samechei, Achetich Yama Kitana. Remember again, when it comes to a Kitana, Rabbi Osai, what did Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says that we can attribute the dam to dam Besulim as long as what? The wound, so to speak, nor is the Besulim, have not healed. So rather, it doesn't make sense to say that it said while she's a Kitana. So we're trying to figure out, What type of woman was Rebbe dealing with in this type of situation? So rather, it must be that what? It must be that halacha lemaisa, he went ahead and this was happening during the days of Narus. That can't be. Narus yud beis chodesh mi'ika. So we'll say, remember again, does Narus span for 12 months? Remember again, the case of Rebbe they were dealing with is that Rebbe, there was a couple that got married, apparently it sounds like had relations 4 times over the course of a year. The woman bled as a result of relations each time, and Rebbe attributed that to Dam Besulim. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, if she's a Kitana, can't be Kitana because the Mishnah already said by Kitana, we attribute the Dam to Dam Besulim until the wound heals. If it's a Nara, Narus doesn't span 12 months. Doesn't right? Because what does the Gemara say? V'ha amr Shmuel, ein beinaros lebagros ela vav chadoshim bilvat. After all, Shmuel said that the span of time between naros and bagros is only how long? 6 months. Right? So naros is only 6 months long. V'chi teima b'tzimehach yavad aleka hat fe'ika. So maybe you'll say, maybe naros is a minimum of 6 months. But what? It could certainly be even longer. So the Gemara says, ha bilvad kamar. That can't be true. Because what does it say? It says, Bilvad, Ella, Diyohev le shtayim bimei katnos, ushtayim bimei naros. Rather, I will say, what must be the case? The case must be where he gave them 4 times, four bios. 2 of them happened while she was a katana, and 2 of them happened while she was a nara. Okay, so we'll say, so that would be how ultimately, again, you'd have 4 times over the course of 1 year. Fine. Ha bai minei Rav Chinina, Bar Shami Amirav. Hegia zmana liros tachas baila mahu. So says, listen to this. But on the other hand, Rav Chinna bar Shalmi asks the halakha of Rav. What happens if halacha lemaisa? So listen to this next shaila. What happens if halacha lemaisa? Hegia zmana liros tachas baila. Shabbos says, so he marries her. And again, if you take a look, no, not yet. Let's hear Rabbi say she becomes a nara while she's married, right? So they get married as a ketana. Ultimately, again, it's higiyas manalir. She becomes a nara while they are already married. So what's talacha? Amrale kol biilos sha'ata boel einon ella achos vashar mashlimin ledalid lelo. So we'll say, listen to this. So we'll say, see here, in this case over here, he marries her ultimately again while she's a ketana, but ultimately again, then obviously she turns into a nara. So what's the status regarding dam besulim in this case? To which the Gemara says, kol bilo shata boel. All the acts of relations that he has with her before she is a nara, einon ella achas, are all considered to be one. And then again, he has three more times after she becomes a nara, in which he could attribute the bleeding to dam besulim. So what it sounds like already that's happening is all the acts of relations that he has with her while she is a ketana, ultimately again, all count as one act of relations, which then leaves him three more when she becomes a nara, that if she bleeds, they could attribute that to dam besulim. So therefore, going back, we have to reframe the case. So therefore, what's the case? Remember, we're trying to figure out Rav's case of four bios over 12 months. Ela diyavle achas bimei katnos, ushtayin bimei narus, va'achas bimei bagrus. Rather, it must be, what was the case? That ultimately, again, so the way it worked out is there was one act of relations that took place when she was a ketana, two acts of relations that took place when she was a nara, and therefore the final act, one act of relations that took place when she was a bogeris. That would be the four over the span of 1 year. So we'll say, if you want to say this makes sense, if you say in general that a bogeris is given more than one time, just like ultimately again, katnos, when she's a ketana, so that counts as one time legabe her narus. So to narus will count legabe her bagros. To which the Gemara says, "Ela I amrit bogeres da alma lo yahavina latfei." But I will say, if ultimately again we say that a bogeres in general is not assigned multiple days, then lo leisiv la ela biilas mitzvah vesulo. And I will say a bogeres should only have biilas mitzvah, which means again the only time we can say that the dam is dam besulim is when is halacha lamaisa for bi'ilas mitzvah and no more. To which the Gemara says, the olam diyoyev le achas bimei katnos, the gimel bimei naros. So I'll say, rather, what's the case? The case is with halacha lamaisa. There was one act of bia when she was a ketana, three acts of bia during her yimei naros. That's the four. Mi savri kol tlasa yarche, sorry, mi savri kol tlasa yarche chad da'ona. So I'll say, so remember again, will you say that every 3 months is considered to be one ona? No, kol trei yarche chad da'ona. To which the Gemara says, Rabbo say that ultimately, again, it's also possible that every 2 months, ultimately, again, counted as an ona as well. Okay. To which the Gemara says, Rabbo say, what the Gemara is just pointing out over here is that halacha lamaisa, how it's setting up. So remember again, this which all of this just trying to figure out how Rebbe had arba lelos mitoch yud beis chodesh. So instead of going ahead and saying that lamaisa was once every 3 months, ultimately again it's called tre yarchi chada onahu. It could also be spanning over the course of every 2 months, and therefore you'd be having ultimately again one act of bia during her katnos, and ultimately again three acts of bios ultimately again during her yimei naros. Good. Next, minyamin saskano. Rabbi Yonan Saksana hava shakil va'azala asrei de Shmuel. So this man Minyamin was going to the city of Shmuel. Savar lemi avet uvda kavase derav. So he was going to go ahead and paskin like Rav. Afilu ra'asa. Supposed to remember again. So Rav says as follows. Remember, this is the statement of Rav on the end of Samach Talamad days. Rav says that if you have a bogeres nosnin la lailarishon. Supposed to say, so Rav says, if a woman is a bogeres and she gets married, We give her Laila Rishon. What does that mean? Any dam she sees on the first night of her marriage, ultimately, again, is attributable to dam besulin. Now, Rav sounds like what he's saying is what? Even if there are multiple bios that night, all of it is dam besulin. The Rav then goes on to qualify his own statement. When is that true? That's true if she has never become a nida. But if she has become a nida, then what do we give her? What do we give her? Bias mitzvah, the first bia, and that's all. And that's all, right? So the first bia you could attribute to dam, ultimately to dam besulim. But any other bios, even on that same night, will ultimately, again, have to become dam nida. So this individual, Minyamin, went to the city of Shmuel, and he was going to paskin, he was going to espouse the halacha like Rav, afilu ra'asa. But I will say, he was going to apply the statement of Rav even to a case where the Bogeres had previously become a nida. And he was going to say that Rav holds that in a case even where she previously becomes a nida, all of the bios of that night are attributable to dam nida, to dam besulim. And I will say, that's not what Rav said. Right? So Minyamin was corrupting the statement of Rav. So what happened? So the Gemara says, Amar lo palig Rav bin Rasa bin lo Rasa. So this guy Minyamin said Rav never made a distinction between Rasa and lo Rasa. Kadim shachiv ba'orcha. So apparently as Minyamin was going out to teach this statement of Rav, what happened? He died on the road. He died on the road. Kari Shmuel alei de Rav. So Shmuel said about Rav, lo ye'una letzadik kalavin. So he quoted over here the pasuk from Mishlei, that nothing bad will happen to the tzaddik. So the idea that Shmuel felt that there was a level of divine intervention. Here someone was trying to corrupt the statement of Rav, and apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened by causing this individual Minyamin to die on the road before he was able to convey the corrupted version of Rav's statement. Pretty dramatic. Am Rav Chinina Bar Shamia Mishmei de Rav. So we'll say another statement of Rav. Rav Chinina Bar Shamia is saying there, Kevan Shenasku Shinov Shal Adam Nisma'atu Mizonosum. What's an interesting statement. Once a person's teeth falls out, his mizonos, his ability to eat, ultimately, again, is diminished. So we'll say, what does this say? What is this a metaphor for? So the Gemara says, Shene'emar gam anochi nesati lechem nikayon shinayim v'chol areichem v'choser lechem v'chol mekomoseichem. It goes away the pasuk from Amos, that literally, again, I have given you, right, nesati lechem nikayon shinayim, right, literally I've given you, ultimately, again, a lack of teeth. And as a result, choser lechem, you are without bread. So I'll say the metaphor is as follows. The lack of teeth is a reference to old age. Once a person gets a bit older, then he has less bread. What does that mean? That lemaisa, again, the older you get, the harder it is to work. And the harder it is to work, the less money you have. Which I will say, of course, is a very profound metaphor in general. That what? You get out of life what you're willing to put in. The harder you work, the more you get. Lav dafka, just like in a parnasa dika, it's true in parnasa also. But the mice is true in life, right? If you allow your teeth to fall out and you don't put in effort, then halacha lemaisa, don't expect to reap rewards. Ra'asa va'odas. We'll say next case in the Mishnah. So remember, the next case in the Mishnah was Ra'asa va'odah b'beis aviha. So we'll say this is the case of the Nara, who ultimately, again, became a Nida in her father's home and then gets married. So she has already seen, she's already become a Nida before she's gotten married. Now she gets married. So what does Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai says, we give her Bi'ilas Mitzvah. She can only attribute right dam to dam besulim for the first act of Bia. And Beis Hillel says, Kol alai lakula. We give her the entire wedding night. So even if there's more than one Bia on the wedding night, Lamaisa again, and there's dam, we attribute all of that dam to dam Nida. Tan Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, over here, Ra'asa va'odah b'beis aviha. If she goes ahead and she sees dam, and she is still in her father's home. So remember again, this is the case of the Nara. She becomes a Nida in her father's home. Now she gets married. Right? So Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai saying she gets the Bia Rishona for Dam Besulim. Beis Hillel says the entire first night. So Tan Rabbanan Ra'asa va'odah b'beis aviha. Beis Hillel omrim kol alayla shela. V'nosnin la ona shelema. Shalom says, so Beis Hillel says, we give her the entire night. In other words, again, this is the Nara who has become a Nida already in her father's home. Now she gets married. So Beis Hillel says, we give her the entire night and Ona Shalema, a complete Ona. right? A complete ona. The kama ona shalema. How much is an ona shalema? Pirish Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, laila v'chatzi yom. It really means a night and a half a day. So Rabbi says something Priscilla is saying is she gets that night, the wedding night, and that next half a day, whatever. We'll see what that means. Umi ba'inan kule hai. So Rabbi says, so again, do we require such a long time? In other words, are we assuming that it takes so long for the makkah to heal, right? For the besulim to heal, that we have to give her the night and a half a day? Or mini harish hayu gitav ubeis badav tameos. So what says, Gemara brings a rai from a different case. Let's say a person, his gat or his beis abad, right? His olive press or his wine press become tamei. Ubikesh lasosan betara, and now he wants to go ahead and be metarit. He wants to produce product inside of it in a state of tara. So how is he metarit his press? Ketzaruosa. So what could he do? Hadapin v'halulavin v'ha'adoshin. So what says? So the dapin Rashi says, literally delas. Shinosan agavirom. So what say? They call this the door. So this was the actual press. Remember again, you'd have a mound of grapes, and you'd press down on the mound of grapes to go ahead and extract the liquid. That's called a daf, a board. That board is put on top of the grapes. Pressure is applied to the board, and the liquid comes out. That's and lulavin rabosai. Rashi says hanu chufya shemenakim esagat. These are brooms that are made out of palm branches. Brooms that are made of palm branches that are used to clean out the press. Right, and adoshin. Rashi says hiagat atzma. That is the actual press itself. So when it comes to going in and being metayer these things, so what's the halacha? Madichin amud beis. Madichin. So we'll say, so we go ahead and we clean it. Madichin means literally we rinse it off. So all you need to do for these items is rinse them off. Next, ha'akolim shel netzarim v'shel bitzbutz. So we'll say the netting. Rashi says over here, ha'akolim yesh mekomo shekoshen es ha'tafuach shel chatzonim ba'akolim saviv. So we'll say sometimes what they would do is they would put some type of netting over the grapes or over the olives. Why would they do this? So that the grapes or the olives should not scatter everywhere. So the netting, whether the netting is made out of wicker or hemp, menagvan, you go ahead and you dry it off. Shel shifa v'shel gemi, but if the netting is made of shifa and gemi, these are other materials, miyashnan, ultimately again you have to let them sit for a while. The kama miyashnan, how long do you have to let them sit for? Yud beis chodesh, for a period of 12 months. Rav Shigam Liel Omer, manichin migat legat umibad lebad. Shulam says, no, you have to let them sit. You have to let them sit ultimately again to the next wine pressing or to the next olive pressing. I hainu tanakama. Shabbos say, isn't it a year in between pressings? So isn't Rav Shulam saying the same thing as the tanakama? Ika banavi is an afkamina. Charfi va'afli. Shabbos say, there is an afkamina. The afkamina is that sometimes the seasons do change a little bit from year to year. Charfi va'afli means earlier and later. That sometimes there's less than exactly a year in between acts of pressing. Rabbi Yossi says, "Harotze litar miyad." If somebody wants to purify their press immediately, what's the halacha? Magilan beroskin. You could go ahead and pour boiling water over it, or immerse it in boiling water. Ocholtan bimei zesim. Or you could scald it with olive water. So we'll say, so the olive water was, they used to pour hot water over the olives in order to go ahead and soften the olives so as to be able to extract the oil. Either way, what it's saying over here is if you want the kasher, the press, and the utensils immediately, boiling water. Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi, manichin tachas hatzinor, shemeimav mekalchin. Rabbi Yossi says you could place it underneath the faucet or the spigot whose liquids are flowing, O b'mayon shemeimav rodfin, or in a spring whose waters are flowing. V'kama ona, and I will say, how long is the ona that you just mentioned? So the Gemara says, v'kama, how long do you have to leave it there for? Ona, u'kiderach sh'amru b'yayin esech, kach amru b'taros. And the same way that they espoused halacha b'yayin esech, so too they said b'taros. So what does that mean? Klavi laya, b'taros kaminon. What do you mean? So we're talking about taros. Now taros is the subject over here. Ela, k'derach sh'amru b'taros, the same way we talk about over here, purifying for taros purposes, kach amru b'yayin esech. Same way they said to purify for Yayin Esech as well. I, v'kama ona. So we'll say, Snatcher told me that this has to be done for an ona. How long is an ona? O yom, o layla. They're both saying, ona is either the period of a day or the period of a night. So must remember again, this is what we said actually in yesterday's daf, already a couple of times, that the definition of an ona is a day period or a nighttime period. Rav Chana Shona, Vamrile Rav Chana Bar Shona, Amra Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Yom v'Chatzi Laila. No. An ona actually is a half a day and a half a night. Vamrile Shmuel Bar Yitzchak V'lo Pligi. They're actually not arguing. Ha b'tikufas Nisan v'Tishrei, ha b'tikufas Teves v'Tamuz. So this is actually very interesting. So the Gemara says as follows. Everyone agrees that the definition of an ona is a 12-hour period. Just they phrase it differently at different times. So some call an ona one day and one night. Others call an ona a half a day and a half a night. Why that different discussion? To which the Gemara says it depends on the time of year. Look at Rashi. V'tekufas Nisan v'tishrei. Shayom v'layla shavim o yom o layla. Suppose I say, so for example, in Nisan and Tishrei, so which is really like spring and summertime, so the days and nights are often equal time. They're both 12 hours. Now remember, we'll say, the truth is, technically speaking, on Shos Manios, so really everything's always kind of 12 hours. But the idea being that certain times of year, the span of the day and the night are the same. So if by spring, really Tishrei is end of summer, Nisan is beginning of spring, so the days and nights kind of equal out. That's when we say an ona is a day or a night. On the flip side, b'tekufas Tamuz v'Teves, those remember again, Tamuz is summertime, Teves is wintertime, she'inam shavim, chatziyom v'chatzay, they have an ona shlem shebe shows. So we'll say in the summertime or in the wintertime, where the days and nights are not exactly equal, so the way we define an ona is a half a day and a half a night together. We'll say, but again, that's just really to a certain degree semantics and the way that they explained it. But lamaisa, an ona means what? A 12-hour period. A 12-hour period. To which the Gemara says, hachanami, ema gabi nida, chatzi yom v'chatzi layla. So too, Rabbi said, when it comes to Nida, say that halacha l'maisa, we give her an ona. And what's the ona? A half a day and a half a night. But that's not what the Gemara said. V'ha layla v'chatzi yom kamar. But that's not supposed to, remember again, this is all going back to the statement we saw. The way the Brisa said, Ra'asa va'odu be'savia, if you have a girl who is a Nara, who became a Nitha in her father's home, and then she gets married. So Basilo says in this Brisa, we give her kal ha'layla, v'kal ha'layla v'nosa ona shalema. We give her the entire night and a complete ona. Remember again, so I just want to point out, Basilo in the Mishnah said that Allah Chalamayis, we give her the entire night. We give her the night. So any bios she has on the wedding night, and there's dam from that, we attribute that dam to dam Nida. In the Brisa, Basilo is saying, we give her the night. What did I say? Okay, good. You understand what I mean? Good. We'll say, don't interrupt the flow. We got to go. Hey, so we'll say, so again, if you understand it, just keep going. Hey, so we'll say, so again, Basilo, in the Brisa, Basilo says that halacha lemaisa, we give her the night, the Laila, and ona shalema. And an entire ona. What we've just defined is what's an ona? What's an ona? An ona ultimately, again, is 12 hours. So which one is this? What's going on over here? So we'll say, so the Gemara now is saying as follows, back to my days. So the Gemara says, Hachanami ema gabini de chatsiyom vechazilayla. Vaha layla vechatsiyom kamar. Ela ilayla de nisan vetishrei. I chatsiyom vechazilayla de teves vetamus. So we'll say, so ultimately, again, rather, what does it mean? If we're talking about, again, if it's Nisan or Tishrei, so we'll define it as a Laila. If ultimately, again, it's Chatziyom, Chatzi Laila, that'll be Tevis. To which the Gemara essentially says, we'll say the Gemara is just giving you two different ways to say the same thing depending on the time of the year. But Lamaisa, what are we giving her for Dam Besulim? Ultimately, again, we're giving her one Ona. The other possibility is Vibay Seima, Shaini Ksuva, Demagvi batfei ad dechasri. This is actually very interesting. Or it's possible that the reason why Hillel said we give her the night, right? We give her the laila and what? Va'ona shalema is very interesting. Sometimes at a chasina, doing the ksuva takes a very long time. So this is actually quite fascinating. Look at Rashi for just a moment over here. Rashi says, Shaini ksuva demagvi batfei. Yesh ikuv badavar ledaktek bakol ulachosma. Hilchach ba'ina leila shlema v'chatziyom. So I say, listen to this. Sometimes doing the ksuva takes so long that what happens? The chasana goes away. So I say, here's what's fascinating about this. So apparently, for time immemorial, chasanas never run on time. Never run on time. So apparently, so today, it's the photographer or whatever, whoever it is. So apparently, again, Bizmana Gimara, who was it? It was the Masadir Kiddushin with the ksuva. So right, you have to understand something. So it's so different for us today, right? What do you do when you want a ksuva? What do you do when you want a ksuva? I mean, it's ksuva.com, right? I'm sure there's such a thing like that, right? Ksuva.com or whatever else it is. You go to Shopsies and you pick up the ksuva and you're good to go. So again, the Gemara says, it sometimes it happened that over the course of the chasana, the writing of the ksuva took so much time, so that it could be that the wedding wouldn't finish until very, very late, maybe even into the wee hours of the morning. So the Maisa, what they would do is they would give the chasana and kala the next day as well. So in other words, so that when Beis Hillel says over here that we give her a Laila and Ona Shalema, what it's saying is we give her the night and the following day for Dan Besulim, because sometimes the Bia Rishona wouldn't happen until when? Really until the next day. But the idea really is the same. Beis Hillel actually in the Braisa is not saying something different than Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, which is ultimately, again, we're giving her an Ona. We're giving her an Ona. So two possibilities as to why the Braisa here says that we're giving her a Laila and an Ona Shalema. Either it's just a different way of saying the same thing based on the times of the year, or literally what it's saying is that sometimes the Chasana would go so late, that Lamaisek and the Bia Rishona wouldn't happen until the daytime, and therefore we would give her the day, that Ona, ultimately for Dan Besulin. Pretty incredible. Rav Ushul Abose said, now the Gemara takes a dramatic turn from this entire discussion. Rav Ushul Amitarvayu, Halacha. What is the Halacha? Boel Be'ilas Mitzvah Uporish. So Abose said, the Halacha is that in general, we allow the couple to engage in the Bias Mitzvah, and what? Then the couple must separate. Look at Rashi just a moment. Halacha bo bilas mitzvah, bein higiyaz mana, bein lo higiyaz mana. So we'll say, Rav Shmuel come along and say, this entire discussion we've had up until this point is no longer relevant. How do we paskin halacha lamaisa? The way we paskin is, couple is together for Bia Rishona, there's dam besulim. We'll say, we're going to see, we actually assume that there's dam besulim, even if a woman doesn't see dam, right? As long as she is a besula, we assume that there is dam besulim. So therefore, I will say again, Sa'aloch al-Maisa, they have the Bia Rishona, and then they must separate. So I will say, so again, there's no Laila Rishona, there's no Dalit Leilos. As soon as she bleeds as a result of Bia Rishona, they must separate afterwards. Maser Rav Chista, Rav Chista raises the kasha, Maisavinas, Nala, Rabbi Dalit Leilos, Mitoch Yud Beis Chodesh. So I will say, Gemara now brings up the case that we had on literally, again, the last line of Samech Talad on the days. What about the case of the couple that got married, and Rebbe gave them four nights, or four bios over the course of 12 months, where she bled, and Rebbe attributed that to Dan Basulim. Amali Rava, Haduri Ifricha Lamali, Osimi Mas Nisin. So first of all, Rava said, listen, if you're going to bring a kasha, you don't have to run around and find the story. You could bring a kasha from the Mishnah. Right, because the Mishnah doesn't say that, right? The Mishnah says that Allah Chama, depending on her stage, she has a longer period of time in which she could attribute down to Dan Basulim. Who suffer my Sarav. So we'll say, so he assumed that it's better to bring a story, right? Stories sometimes are more powerful than statements. Why? Because the Maisa, again, stories show people acting on facts. Right? Statements are statements. But stories show that ultimately, again, this information was actually implemented halacha lamaisa. So the Rav Shmuel, so the Gemara says, Mikol Makom, the Rav Shmuel Kasha. So I'll say, either way, according to Rav Shmuel's statement, it's problematic. It goes against the Mishnah and it goes against the Maisa. In who the Avi Krabbos Seinu. So Rav says, the truth is, Rav Shmuel paskind like the rabbis. Disanya, Rabbos Seinu Chazu Venimnu. After analyzing this entire discussion, the rabbis came back and they decided, Boel be'ilas mitzvah uporish. That ultimately, we'll say the way it works with Dan Besulim is that Allah l'maisa couples together the first time, woman bleeds as a result of the Bia Rishona, and then what? They separate. They both say, which essentially means she conducts herself as a Nida after Bia Rishona. Amar Ula, ki havu bar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, bitinokes, lo havu maskimine So let's listen to this. When Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would learn Perek Tinokes, which Shabbos says is the Perek that we're in the Nida. When they would learn this Perek of Nida, so we'll say, first of all, think about this just a moment. Hear what the Gemara is saying. We're learning the same Perek as Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We're learning the same Perek. Now, obviously, it was a little bit different because Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were not on these pages when they were learning it. But I will say, how incredible is it to see the eternality of our Torah HaKidosha? We are literally learning the same sugyas as Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It's incredible. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish will learn this parak of Mishnayos. Lo havamaskimine ela kidemasik talim veikar. So listen to this. They were only able to draw out from it that which a fox draws out from a plowed field. So apparently, once upon a time, this metaphor meant a lot more than it means to us. But apparently, again, a fox, when it tries to get ripe food from a plowed field, is very unsuccessful. I guess there's not a lot of animals, things that live in a live field. Look at Rashi, Bei Karba, Bina Macharish, She'eni Motzi Misham, Ella Avak Baraglov. So apparently, again, there's not a lot for a fox to eat in a plowed field. So just like the fox doesn't get all that much out of a plowed field, whenever Rabbi Yochanan or Shlagish would do this sugya, they wouldn't really emerge with too many conclusions. And therefore, again, based on that, they would say, that what? So, Musay Mehachi, Boel Be'ilas Mitzvah Uporish. The Rabbi say, Halacha L'maisa, they would end up the sugya by saying, the way we pass, the Rabbi say, because there is so much dispute regarding what to do with Dam Besulim, therefore, Halacha L'maisa, after the couple is together the first time and she bleeds, we treat her like a nida, and therefore couple separates after Bia Rishona. So this is very interesting. Amrali Rabbi Abul Ravashi. So Rabbi said to Ravashi, well, based on that elame ata, bal nefesh lo yigmar Bia. So if that's the case, maybe we should say as follows. Bia Rishona Rabosai is accomplished by Tchilas Bia. Right? Tchilas Bia means when there's some level of penetration. That's Bia Rishona. So maybe we should say that Bia Rishona should take place. The Chasin should begin the Bia, but he shouldn't finish. Right? In other words, if we're so concerned, Dam Besulin, Dam Nido, all these different things, why don't we say, let him begin the Bia? Right? Don't finish the Bia, and that's Bia Rishona. To which the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Amalei, Im Kein Liba Nokfo Uporish. So we'll say, first of all, if you're going to do that, so first of all, besides the fact that it would create just a certain level of anxiety, liba nokfa means, I will say, that's going to tell the chassan, you can begin the bia, but you can't end the bia because not sure what to do with dam basulim. So let me say again, such a situation is not exactly going to work out on a variety of levels. So I will say, we'll stop over here. But aloch lemaisa, the Gemara ends off with this particular conclusion that ultimately, again, by dam basulim, ultimately, we allow the couple to be together the first time. Then again, any dam that occurs causes them to separate as if it is a state of nida, and they separate again after the birishon. Rabbi said, just so you should know, halacha lemaisa, we assume that there is dam besulin in any case of a birishona where the woman is a besula. If she is a besula, we assume that there was dam besulim there, literally, even if they don't see dam besulim. Of course, the exception to this rule, of course, is if a woman is not a besula, or even if a woman technically is a besula, meaning she never had relations before, but the hymen, the besulim is not attacked. Sometimes, again, a woman could have a condition where the membrane is too thick, and therefore it has to be medically removed, or otherwise, again, bia becomes impossible. In a situation like that, where we know there's no besulim, there's no intact besulim, said enachinami, there will be no dam besulim. But in a regular case where the besulim are there, if she sees dam, essentially, again, after the bia rishona, she's treated as a nida, and they separate. But even if she doesn't see dam, we assume that ultimately, again, halacha lemaisa, there was dam there, and couple separates after Bia Rishona as if she is a nida.